Okay, guys, very welcome back to the show. And I've got two very, very special guests today on the show. And I'm really, really looking forward to this interview with these two people. I would say that you guys are a couple that's kind of a staple of pop culture history at this point. Of course, I'm talking about Phil and April Margera. Thanks for joining me today, guys.
Thank you so much for having us. Yeah, and thank you for that. That's so nice.
Yeah, it's kind of fading away, but for a while it felt that way.
No.
I think you guys still look great anyway. I haven't seen you guys on the TV screens in a while, but you look great.
Well, you're very kind because it's been 20 years since people met.
True. So 07. Yeah, nice. Almost 20 years.
Yes. And we have 5 grandchildren now. So, and our oldest grandchild is in the college.
Wow. I know. That's going to make some people watching this feel old.
I feel old.
Yeah.
Really old.
So what's your secret to living that stressful life then that people see on the screens to hear now, and you're still healthy and happy and looking the same? What's your secret, guys?
Well, it has been stressful. I don't know. Maybe that'll... Phil always said, you know, Bam blowing up our house just sets us up for, you know, whatever's coming next. And I guess he did do that.
Yeah, like the small things don't stress you anymore. So the big things do now. But we've had our ups and downs. It's okay.
Yeah, it's a tough navigation job to keep it all straight, to make sure that everybody's okay. And, you know, more than anything, to make sure our family's okay, you know?
And that's the most important thing. I'd like to talk about you guys first.
Okay.
Yeah. How did you two guys meet?
We met at the movie theater. I actually was working there, and Phil's friend was working with me, and he said, hey, I'm going to bring my friend on to work at the movie theater. And he came over the ropes, and I just thought he was super cute, and he was very quiet, but apparently he liked me but didn't say anything for a long time.
And she was a candy girl, so I started getting candy off of her.
It's always about the food. Yeah, I mean, it's about the food. But anyway, we started dating, and then, you know, before we knew it, we were like, that was in 1974, and we got married in 76.
2 years later. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow. We were kids. Because we're actually married now 48 years. So.
Wow, so you got a big one now. You've got a big one now coming up in 2 years, so.
Mm-hmm. I know, I've known him for 50 years, so.
Yeah, from 74 to 24.
He's probably sick of me.
According to the internet, there's a big birthday coming up in 2 days, isn't there?
Yeah, it is my birthday on the 28th.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. 68. Yeah, 68 I'll be, so.
And when I was growing up, I never thought I'd be doing a 68-year-old.
Shut up. What a jerk.
Phil, you got to think of the positives. You think of the positive. Next year should be 69.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, don't again.
It'll be a daily event. I mean, what? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're all getting older. And of course, my name is April, but I was born in March. So,
March 20th.
The big question I get asked all my life.
I didn't have that on my list of questions, but now that I think about it, yeah.
Everybody asked me that question. Yeah, I know. Yeah. My mother went sledding. There was a big snowstorm in 1956.
She
went sledding. 9 months pregnant, and I came early. I was supposed to be born April 4th. Yep.
Is that a true story?
That's a true story.
A week early, yo.
Wow. My mom is a daredevil. Like, she was always the person who would be on the highest roller coaster, crazy rides. I mean,
he's the roller coaster.
She was the one begging everybody to go on crazy rides. So she was always like the thrill seeker, big time. Bam's very much like her. Boy, is this a professional interview? Oh, no. Okay.
Oh, no. The screen has gone black.
Oh, no. All right. I'm back.
Okay.
Oh, we're back.
I know.
We got to tape that to the paper. Just hold it, I guess.
I swear.
We can cut that bit out.
I know. I'm sorry.
That might be funny to leave in.
I don't know. Our house is always crashing.
I think we'll probably leave it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we'll leave it in. So it'll be funnier.
Well, everybody would see that we're just idiots. Yeah. Not techie people.
You talk about the daredevil aspect then from your mom. And of course, people, maybe not so much over here, but back in the States would have seen a lot of Jess Before Bam with the CKY stuff and
right.
that kind of thing, and the little videos and the music videos they put out. And of course, they're still going strong to this day. What was it like kind of going into that world when they were skateboarding and doing these videos and that kind of thing? Did you ever see it progressing anywhere?
It was really, really funny because we had like kind of the smallest house in the neighborhood.
It was the hub
of the neighborhood. So we had this basement that was like the thickest walls you've ever seen. And it was like the guys practiced down there. So you could shut the door and the neighbors wouldn't hear anything, even at 1 o'clock in the morning. Then Bam was doing, you know, he and Jesse both skateboarded, but they shared a group of friends. And so between CKY the band and CKY, you know, the crew with the pranks and the filming and the skateboarding, it was one big hub. And I mean, basically we had 15 guys who were always at our house. I mean, I made dinner for all of them. I fed them all. They messed up my house. There was usually the band recording in the basement and the guys going out to film and then coming in
with a skater
and seeing, like, you know, the dailies. Skater. You know, they put that into the TV and watch what they did that day. And it was like there were days that were challenging because, you know, I'm trying to clean my house and like it's like having 15 boys. It was fun. It was, like I said, it was fun. It was challenging. And there were times when I thought, oh my gosh, like, can you guys just go to somebody else's house just for a little while, just to give us a break?
Well, Ryan Dunn started inviting them there a couple times. So that worked.
Not much.
Not as much, but
no. A few times. Yeah. Ryan lived at our house practically.
But then I even went to his house a couple of times when they were
to pick up clothes.
To pick them up. Yeah.
To pick up clothes to move back to our house. So. Okay. No, it was really great. It was fun to see it happen. Jesse just left for Nashville yesterday. They are getting ready for a new tour. I think you guys are on the roster somewhere.
In Ireland?
Yes.
And years ago, we went to Ireland with CKY. It was amazing. Yeah. Ireland. We went to,
Dublin. We were at Temple Bar.
Yeah.
Temple Bar. It was crazy. It was slight.
We loved it. And honestly, I think that, you know, they've been going really strong. They're getting ready for May dates all through May.
To America, then later.
And get it, building themselves up to a big show, a 90-minute show, because they've been kind of like out of the loop for a while. So, they sound great. Their new music is probably the best music they've ever done.
They're happy with it, at least.
Yeah, it's they love it. Great. I'm not saying that because I'm their mother, his mother. Their mother.
But they've had great longevity because I DJ in Dublin actually in the clubs, and every so often I'll throw in a CKY tune and everyone will be like, fucking hell, that's great. Oh, I haven't heard that in years.
It's the best.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, wait till you hear the new music. It is amazing. Yeah. I mean, really, I couldn't believe when I heard it. I'm like, man, this is great.
They're making music.
Like, even when Bam heard it, he was like, dude, this is the best you've ever done. Jesse's kids are in love with it. And, you know, they're teenagers. So they're like, yeah, it's fine. But they really love this. So it's a great, great album coming out. So, yeah, play the heck out of it. It's great.
Keep the ears peeled for that one. And actually, your son Bam is actually over in Ireland next month as well.
He's
got a, is it a Comic-Con he's doing or?
I think he's doing a kind of a sit down word with, is it Matt Sykes? Is that the guy's name? Okay. I just seen he's in Belfast, Northern Ireland, I think April 21st for people that want to go.
You know, that's where my family is from.
Belfast.
Mm-hmm. My mother's,
Belfast.
My great grandparents and my whole family came from Belfast. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So you're part, everyone I talked to in America.
I'm all things England and Ireland and Welsh.
DNA test, yeah.
Yeah, like a lot. Don't move around.
I'm not. Just trying.
Bill thought he was like 100% Italian. Found out he was 18%.
What's the rest of the heritage then, Bill?
A lot of German, English. Yes. He's got
a good mixture.
Yeah, he's a pretty big mixture. But his mom was Pennsylvania Dutch, so.
So is that German and stuff?
Yes,
let's just say European.
Yep, a lot of European. Yeah. You're right.
So, like, from the formation, then from the CKY stuff, then obviously into the Jackass world, and that's when things became really big over here. Did you ever foresee it becoming that big? And what was the moment where you knew, oh shit, this is big?
I think we knew that they were on to something, and the whole Jackass thing, you know, when they came to us and said, you know, you guys are on the show, and we're like, doing what? And they said, well, just being yourselves. And I said, who wants to see that? And they said, well, a lot of people, just be yourselves. I'm like, yeah, but doing what? So, I mean, we really didn't think that they were serious, but they were dead serious. I mean, I didn't even take it seriously the first day they showed up to film, but I think we never realized how big it was until we were actually in Europe filming Viva La Bam, and we had gone to Oktoberfest, and no one from the network ever told us that the show was like number one over there, or that it's even very known, because we got off the buses and we were mobbed. Bam was mobbed. We were really scared from him. I mean, we surrounded him in a circle just to keep him safe until we could get enough security, because they didn't have enough. So yeah, that was pretty crazy. And I think that's when we realized, holy cow, you know?
And another way to realize it, we were going to all the MTV Music Awards and Video Awards and all that. And huge stars would come up and say hello to us and say they liked us. I said, wow.
Yeah, or tell us that they were big fans of us.
They were huge, like, huge superstars.
You
it's crazy.
You know who we are? Like, are you kidding? Yeah.
And any examples that spring to mind then about famous people who've taken a liking or attraction to you guys?
Adam Sandler. He came right up to us and he goes, dude, I am such a fan.
Yeah, he squeezed through the aisle to say hello to us. And
he went out his way. I mean, honestly, I have to say the members of Guns N' Roses, super, super great.
And Dwayne The Rock Johnson was on the red carpet with us, said he loved us.
Oh my gosh. Judd Nelson, I mean, the $6 Million Man. I mean, it's unbelievable when they come up to you and they say, we love your work. And we're like, how's work?
And the Osbournes, they were
too many to name. We're not actors.
Brad Pitt and Bam hung out.
Yeah, Brad Pitt. Big fan. Who knew?
What was it like being involved in that world then? Did you enjoy it? You're not as much in it now, but I'm sure that if you guys walk outside, people know who you are.
They still do. It's funny, especially if we're together. But I mean, a couple years ago, I was in Spain and I was by myself because I went with my daughter, Bam's girlfriend. And we had gone over to Spain because I was going over with her to meet Bam. And then I was flying back on my own.
By yourself, yeah.
So I had gone into a hotel where they truly don't even really speak English very well. And I asked if they had a room available for the night. And they said, no, they were completely full. And he said, are you Jackass? And I'm like, what? And he says, are you April Margera? And I said, yes. And he says, we have a room for you. And I'm like, you are kidding me right now. I actually called Phil. I said, you won't believe that somebody knows who I am over here.
Spain. Well, yeah.
Yeah. So crazy. Crazy.
Anything like that ever happened to you, Phil? Or do you have any memories of funny public interactions?
Hold on.
Pretty much everywhere we went, people were very nice, and I enjoyed every moment of it.
Yeah. what's life like for you guys these days then? It's obviously not as hectic, but if you want to talk about what you're up to these days and talk about your business as well.
These days, I mean, it seems like we're just as busy.
Because of her Rose Hip Barn, that's her business.
I have a business and we're open periodically. It's called Rose Hip Barn, and it's basically an antique emporium and tea room. So, you know, being you're Irish, we're all things tea. So we have really eclectic things that are all one of a kind. That keeps me really busy, and of course, running for our grandkids and seems like we're always on the go.
Still busy.
Yeah, I live in my car practically.
What age are your grandkids now, guys?
Well, Ava will be 19
In a week.
In a week. And Scarlett
17.
Is 17. London is 14. He'll soon be 15. Juliet will soon be 8. And Phoenix Wolf is 6.
Just turned 6 around Christmas time. Yep.
Yes. I can't believe it. They're all getting
That's
so big.
That's going to make a lot of people, as said earlier, feel old.
I know. Well, London.
The youngest is 6.
London, our 14-year-old grandson, who, like I said, he's soon to be 15. He is like over 6 foot. So he's really tall, like Jesse. Yeah.
And he's taking kickboxing, so he's getting pretty powerful.
Yeah, he's great. We were just driving him. That's why we couldn't do it last night. We were taking him to kickboxing because Jesse's in Nashville.
Jesse went to Nashville, yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I said family comes first. I said that's no problem at all.
I know. Well, we're always on the run. We need to get those last minute calls.
Anyone skateboarding yet? Any of the grandkids?
Well, let's see. London was doing it for a while, but I think he's moved on to other things. And it's hard when you're really tall. Tony Hawk is really tall. And, you know, yeah. I think the taller you are, the harder it is to skateboard. Phoenix was always like a little skateboarder, but I don't know. He goes in and out of, you know, he's big into Ninja Turtles. So that's his thing.
That's his new favorite.
Yeah.
Thing. Ninja Turtles.
He's a 6-year-old. So he's just having fun, but he has a very natural ability for skateboarding. He always did, even as a young kid. I mean, really young.
His confidence is unbelievable.
Confidence he's doing it. Yeah. His balance is unbelievable. Very much like Bam's.
So when he's ready, he'll do it.
I've got
it.
Yeah.
No pressure. He can choose what he wants. I've got a
2-year-old and a 4-year-old here. So the furthest they've been so far is they go to wrestling shows with me. So they enjoy that. So maybe they could end up. Good money
so
in it.
They're doing it in your living room.
Are they starting to wrestle each other already?
Yes.
Awesome.
Well, I hate to tell you, but CKY started with wrestling on the couch, diving off ottomans on top of each other. So you're in deep trouble.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big trouble.
When I was a young man, I was doing a bit of wrestling and I jumped off my crib, we'll say it was, caught what we call it over here, onto a bed, but I misplaced my step and my tooth went through my jaw.
Oh no.
So maybe I'm the problem.
What did you end up doing? You did something in your crib.
Just hit our heads on radiators.
No, you were in the hospital with something with crib. You said you had like a smash down on your hand or something.
No.
Yeah, you said that you were calling into the hospital thing, thought your mother was in the...
Oh, that's when I had my tonsils out or something.
No, it was something that you did with a crib.
Maybe, I don't know.
He tells me stories and then he doesn't remember them. It's unbelievable. Dementia is setting in.
Well, when I was like 5, so maybe tonsils out. Or...
Starting to sound like Joe Biden.
Yeah. Oh, dear, he's not that bad, is he?
Not yet, no.
Getting close, though.
I don't know.
I don't think he's going to be around. I don't think he's going to be around too much longer, guys. And that's probably for a lot of people's preference.
I better not say, but we're Trump fans. Yeah. We want Trump all the way.
We have no idea. Yeah, we have no idea how it's going to work out.
Yeah, I had a guy on a few weeks ago and he was on the show and he's from the States. He used to be in the WWE as a wrestling performer. And he said, do you mind if I wear my Trump hat as if it's a big thing? And I was like, you wear whatever the hell you want, man. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And actually, the majority of people I talk to from America, nobody likes Biden.
We're finding that out too. So I hope Trump wins.
I think it's the border. People are like really upset with the border
and the prices. The economy.
It's not good. So, but anyway,
we've got the same problems here, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, it seems every country to be a common. Does. Yeah, it's a common denominator, I think, and. You know, trying to get it right is really hard and it's a job I wouldn't want, that's for sure.
Keep me away from it.
No thanks. Now Phil has the business.
I think they'd vote for you guys.
Bam Inc. And that's enough. So yeah.
What does that involve?
It's gonna be very interesting. What's that?
What does Bam Inc. involve then, Phil?
Usually 1,000 headaches.
Paying all his bills and making sure the taxes are done.
Losing stuff.
Never lose. You got to keep your taxes up or you end up in trouble. So that's the most important thing to pay our taxes.
Yeah, he's a nightmare.
So you're the accountant then, Phil.
Yeah, for now.
I think you'd like to retire. Yeah, soon.
Guys, was there ever a moment when you were filming the Jackass, Viva La Bam stuff that you ever felt in danger, or was there ever anything that you said no to doing?
Well, there were two things that I can think of. Number one was they were going to put a wrecking ball through my palladium window over here. And I stood in front of the wrecking ball and I said, there's no way, because I don't have a front door. I have no garage doors. I have no back door. The rain is coming. It's cold in here. No way.
And this window's huge. And the ball was wiggling. She stood in front of it. I don't know.
Take the piano and go drop it on the car. Scary. I don't care. I don't care what you do, but you're not taking out the window. The other thing was that really like upset me bad was that we never, for Viva La Bam, that we never saw a script. We never saw a show idea. Nobody told us anything. They didn't give us anything. And there was one time when we were out in the garage and like I was just cleaning up and they kept a lot of equipment in our garage. I saw that somebody had left a show like script
idea.
I didn't even know there were any. But it said, fill April's cabinets with 150 tarantulas. And I was so terrified and so scared. I like sat on it for a day or so. And I finally went up to, you know, Joe, like our director and the producer and Troy Miller. And I said, look, I found this in the garage, but like, you can't do this to me. You can't do this to me because I'll move out of the house. I'll run and you'll never see me again. Because if you do that, I'll be afraid that one didn't get caught and I don't want them. And they said, oh, we scrapped that anyway because Bam didn't want to do it.
Yeah, because Bam doesn't like spiders either. Snake spiders, so maybe Bam caught
it. I said, if you ever did that to me, forget it. Forget it. And like, even with Jackass, I know better. Like when they ask, so what are you really afraid of? I'm like, nothing. I don't say anything. I don't tell them anything. And Bam slipped up one time and just in general conversation and said he was terrified of snakes. I'm like, you're stupid.
Yeah, they were snake.
You are stupid because you just let them know what you're afraid of. Big mistake. Yep, he paid for that one.
There's two things I had pinpointed, one for each of you guys, because there's been so much over the years, but the one that I remember the most from you, April, is the alligator in the kitchen where they were trying to get you to drop the F-bomb.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Yeah, and I didn't even think that was like even what it was, because we had stopped doing the Jackass television show because they were filming so much in a week and then they would only pick a couple things because kids were copying it. And so we decided as a group, more them than us, that we were going to quit the show. And it's like, we're not going to do it anymore. We'll do the movies. So Paramount picked up, you know, that whole thing. And so the first movie that we were doing, Jackass the movie, I came home from work late and Phil and I had a pact. I'm like, I'm going to call you on the way home from work. If they're around, just say they're around.
I was supposed to try to find out information, but I never could. Right, they wouldn't slip.
They're right next to him. So, he, you know, he can't say anything. So I said, look, I'm running late from work and I'm just really tired. So I got home, got in the house and every light was on in the house. So I was pissed about that. And then I see this alligator like gigantic. And I thought to myself, oh my gosh, how much was this? Like, is this supposed to be scary? Like, is this a, you know, a mechanical alligator? How much was this dumb thing now that you have a budget from Paramount, you know? And then I just kept asking anybody and nobody was around if it was real. And I think Bruce told me that I asked if that thing was real, like 70 times. And when I found out it was, I like lost it.
In the cloud.
I know.
Laundry room.
Right. Your turn.
Uh-oh.
My turn. It's actually from Viva La Bam, this one. And I think it was like one of the funniest things that I seen, because one of the first few episodes was the Don't Feed Phil. So where they had you kind of running around looking for food and nowhere would serve you. What was that like? And plus, on the flip side of us, how much of that was maybe scripted, or can you shed any light on that?
that was 100% a 24-hour day with not eating a thing.
Nothing.
And I was going insane. Wow. When I offered $80 for a slice of pizza, the guy wouldn't even give it to me. I said, I'll pay you $80.
I mean, it probably looked to a lot of people like it was scripted. And I think that Bam,
all day event.
Bam and the guys had a show idea. We were never told anything. So every single thing that you saw was the real thing. Like, we're not
just me, Abe, and Vito. Everything was real because they planned it without our knowledge.
We reacted to what they were doing, and we were trying not to look pissed off all the time. And that was really hard because, you know, you don't want to look like this all day. You know, so you try to say, what are you doing? I'm going to kill you. So, yeah, they really, really didn't feed Phil all day. And I was on my way to work, and I said, Phil, I just was on 202 and I just passed a plane heading to our house saying, don't feed Phil. Oh, yeah. I mean, you're in deep crap. So
I didn't get fed for 24 hours.
No. And when he did, it was like they had the band playing in the living room. They had, what was his name? Hank from Hellview.
That's Turbo Negro.
Rest his soul. Yeah. And then they fed him the most disgusting combinations of food. And I think they only aired like some of them, but it was disgusting.
I had to eat it blindfold. It was, I didn't know what I was eating.
Disgusting. It was like marshmallow fluff on a fish. Yeah. I mean, it was
fish gross. Eyes. Fish eyes.
So yeah, everything you saw everything they did to our house, like our kitchen, you can still, even though we have painted it a million times, you can still spot that blue freaking paint
on the bottom of a cabinet.
It's unbelievable.
And we have a landline, sort of the landline on the phone has.
No, blown. I changed that.
You changed the cord?
Yep.
Oh, finally rotted.
I'm telling you that I think there's still blue paint underneath the cabinet. We're getting ready to paint them again.
That wouldn't surprise me. The thing about the Don't Feed Phil was like, that was so much planning with going to restaurants and going to people and making sure he didn't get fed. I was like, how did
they must have, I mean, they had a lot of people on set. Like for Viva La Bam, we had a crew of 40 some people, and there were runners, there were planners, there were people who passed the paperwork. I mean, they cleared everything. And I mean, they worked hard. I mean, we didn't know all that they were doing. Like I said, we just kind of were along for the ride, and we never knew what direction they were taking us in. And a lot of times they would do the big, big thing to us, and then we would kind of like backpedal, you know, like we didn't know. And they always told us, we'll be in town on February 16th. Meanwhile, it's January 28th, and they're already here, people.
They get you.
They're already here. You're a sitting duck. Yep. They
obviously, you guys are.
Yeah.
I was just going to say that you guys are a great like unit and team. Like there must have been moments where they'd try and not turn you against each other, but they'd fill you in, Phil, or fill you in, April, on something they wanted to do to the other person. Did that, like that, ever happened? That you guys kind of go against each other at any point or keep anything secret that was going on?
So, well, you knew about Preston.
Yeah, but I didn't want to tell you admirable. Because that would have ruined it. Yeah,
he didn't tell me about
Preston. I didn't tell her about that.
Yeah. I felt bad because, like, they switched Phil out with Preston in our bed.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And I fell out of bed, but I think I would have punched him. Like, I almost was ready to punch him, you know? Like, I didn't know.
Classic.
It was crazy.
And then that same day, I had to go to work at 5 in the morning, so Bam, after they did that, went out to my van. I didn't know it, and he had firecrackers in there. I start the car, and all of a sudden, he lit the firecrackers. I jumped out of the van and not busted my knee, but twisted my knee.
It hasn't been the same
since. It still limps.
Yeah, we have. I mean, it's hard for us to explain this house because people will come to, like, replace carpets or something, and they'll say, why do you have all these dent marks in your, you know, in your kickboards? And I said, oh, that's from, like, the ice skaters. That were in here when it was an ice rink. Or, you know, why do you have a trap door in the floor? I'm like, oh, that's where the fire pole was, you know, but we took the fire pole out. So, like, we have to explain crazy stuff like burn marks and crazy, crazy stuff. Like, we actually just had the whole front of our house redone because you know, all those big bolts that they put in for the big castle door in the front, I mean, over the years has done a lot of damage on
the stucco.
We had to have it all replaced because they did so much stuff to the front of our house. I'm like, we got to do something.
But cool that you're still in the same house.
Same house?
Yeah.
But if we have a quick minute, I want to tell you about something. Every time I think about it, I laugh. Me and Vito had just bought the 8 cars for BAM at the Miami Motors. And we're leaving to get in the car where they hid the fish. But as we were walking, BAM snuck up behind me and pushed me. And it made me run. And Vito grabs and says, "What the hell are you running for?" I almost pissed myself. I don't know why. He says, "What the hell are you running for?" He didn't know BAM pushed me to make me run.
Well, it's the same thing when we went over to Vince's house in the middle of the night, where I think when they were digging the hole in the floor and they came up out, you know, underneath the house. And he had gone to the farmer's market, and had his hair dyed black like Elvis. And when Phil saw me, he goes, "Why are you wearing a hat in bed?" And he says, "Shut up, I'm not wearing a hat."
I said, "Turn the light on." His hair.
He turned the light on. We were like, "Oh my God."
He said, "For 10 bucks, you get a haircut and your hair dyed."
He's like, "Who gets your hair done at the farmer's market?" Nobody. I'm like, "Vince, geez, that was horrible."
I thought it was a hat.
Horrible. Actually, the only time I think he looked really cool was when his hair was dyed blue in Vegas.
In Vegas, they dyed it blue. It looked good.
He looked good.
Seriously fun memories that you guys are bringing back. But one terrible memory that fans of you guys and everyone would have is of Ryan when he passed away, and Zach, of course. Like, what are your memories of Ryan, and how difficult was it hearing that news?
Oh.
It was, I'll tell you a story that I don't know whether it's too long or not, but anyway, you know, I always yelled at Ryan. I spent a lot of time yelling at Ryan for driving crazy. You know,
he
was a fast driver, and you could hear him miles away. And I'm like, "Ryan, do you want to have a car crash? Like, you're driving like a fool." And he says, "You forgot one thing, Abe." And I said, "What?" He goes, "Fiery." And I said, "You know, don't talk like that."
Well, for years, she wouldn't let Jess and Bam ride with him because he flipped the car nine times.
Yeah, they're not allowed to be in your
On the way to King of Prussia Mall, he flipped nine times. And Jesse broke his arm and this and that. But
so that was really crazy, terrible. But anyway, I found out because a local radio station that we're friends with called. And they always call about dumb stuff. They'd call and say, "Did Bam really shave his head?" And I'm like, "No." And he's like, "Okay, I'm just checking." Or he'd say, "Did Rab really do this?" And I'm like, "No." He would always like call and ask. And he said, "Ape, I'm calling because we're hearing there's a bad car accident and it might involve Ryan Dunn." And I'm like, "I didn't hear anything." So that was early in the morning. I called Ryan's phone and it went right to voicemail, like almost like it cut right off. And then I called his girlfriend and I said, "Hey, you know, I'm just checking to make sure you guys are okay." And then I thought, I'm going to call the police. So I called the police station and I said, "You know, was there an accident or anything involving, you know, Ryan Dunn?" They said, we can't confirm that. And I said, "Good." But they said, "But West Goshen has." And I said, "What does that mean?" They said, "It was a fatal car crash and he was involved." So
had a passenger.
So all I knew is that Bam was like in Arizona and like he didn't know and he was with other people. And I mean, I had to track them down to get to Bam so he didn't hear on the TV. And so I called one of his friends. He picked up. I told him what happened. And so you've got your facts wrong.
All right.
So anyway, I got a hold of one of his friends and he says, "Abe, you won't believe this. We were in the car. We had a great day. We hiked, you know, the Grand Canyon and everything else." And he says, "Exactly the time you're telling us on this time, Bam tried to kick out the windows of the van." He did kick the one window out, saying he had to get out of the car. He says, "It's the craziest thing of all time that he did that. And it was exactly when this accident happened here on East Coast time."
Yeah, it was different.
So anyway, I mean, luckily Jackass was great. They got him a private plane and got him home here, but he was devastated. And as were we all, heartbroken.
Yeah. So he was so close. And even though Bam was,
even though before Ryan Dunn passed away, Bam was drinking heavily and probably
he wasn't that night at all.
I know, but you know, because during the show we would go to Italy and he'd get drunk and all. But the day Ryan Dunn died is when Bam had his downfall. He's been drinking ever since, but now he's sober, so knock on wood, he's doing good right now.
Yeah, that just, I don't know. Yeah. It's just a hard life, and there's a lot of access and a lot of excess. And as parents, we could keep, like, I think, a rein on it for a while. And then when he got into his 20s, it's like, it's carte blanche. I mean, we even know for ourselves, I mean, we were older, but everywhere you go, everybody just wants to buy you trays and trays of drinks. Oh. They want to give you drugs. I was roofied at a party. Yep. I mean, I know how it goes, and it's very hard to protect anybody from that. I mean, it is a crazy, crazy life. And with all the good things that happen, there are a lot of bad things that happen, and you have to try to navigate it all. And it's really hard to do it. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that we had to do for Bam, that he may not be too happy with us for, but we had to do it because we're his parents and we love him and we just want him to be okay. And I don't care if I'm the bad guy.
Just stay sober.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course that led to the big kind of story when Jackass 4 came out that he wasn't going to be involved. And obviously you guys weren't involved either. How weird was it not being involved in something like that? And did you guys even watch the finished product?
We did watch the finished product. And of course we always wish all those guys well. They're a great group of guys. It was an absolute pleasure, yep, other than the terrible stuff they did to us.
We miss Bam.
You know, our Jackass family is still our Jackass family, but unfortunately, you know, things were the way they were. They did a lot of things to Bam that they did to Steve-O years before because he was in really bad shape. And of course, with Bam not being involved in the film, of course, you know, they knew not to ask us because we wouldn't do that without Bam. Did we miss it? Sure. Did we miss not getting blown up? Nope. But, you know, we love all those guys. We love the franchise. I think they did a great job.
They are good directors and so,
you know, awesome. Of course, we always have them in our hearts and hope that things always, you know, look differently years to come. Hopefully they do. But we thank them anything great that they did.
Yeah, you touched on it there. Obviously, Bam's in a good place now. He's sober. He's going on tour. I know he kind of injured his leg the other day or was it his calf. Right. What did he do?
I think he tore his ACL. You know what? He's done it before. So it it's kind of rough when it's an old injury. And I mean, he is 44, but he's skating really, really well. And I mean, we're happy about that, but it's like, you know, injuries are going to come. I mean, hey, I injure myself just taking the trash out. So, you know, I can't imagine, you know, still doing like such a crazy sport and doing really, really great at it. I mean, we're really proud of him.
I make sure I don't do anything so I can't injure myself. I'm smart.
Yeah, he'll get hurt in his recliner.
Oh, yeah. We touched on it there. Like, obviously Bam being in a good place. You guys being obviously the same as you always are. If the opportunity came, Jackass 5, let's say, Bam's sober, he's on board, would you guys be open to returning to it?
Love it. We'd do it in a heartbeat, wouldn't we?
Yeah, I mean, if they ever invited us to do it, I don't know that any of them. I mean, they're getting as old as we were when we were on, so I don't know that they want to keep blowing themselves up or, you know.
But if they can come up with something,
I don't know.
I love getting recognized. It's fun.
Maybe it'll be their kids and it'll be the Revenge of the Jackass Kids. So you never know.
Yeah. I can't see it ever being quite finished, and they're bringing a few new people through as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was too fast-paced, the movie with the new people. I couldn't keep up with the new people.
Well, because we're old and
stuff. We're old and can't keep up.
Yeah.
In terms of you guys then, like, say, outside of Jackass, like, would reality TV or anything like that ever interest you, or any other aspects of TV for you guys in acting or anything like that?
Well, I mean, I guess it would have to be the right thing. And I mean, at this point, I mean, we're pretty old. I don't know that there would be anything suitable. I mean, like, I refinish furniture, I redo furniture, and that, I think that market has been pretty saturated, but I did start it in the early 80s before anybody else was kind of doing painted furniture. I was actually a hairdresser for a long time. And so, and I have a cookbook out that, you know, I always do a lot of baking and cooking. I do tons and tons of pies.
It would, so, would be awesome to do a Rosehip show with her redoing the furniture and how awesome it turns out. But it, there's so many shows like that.
There's so many shows like that. Yeah. And who wants to see some old lady do it?
But she had me watching The Bachelor, The Golden Bachelor.
Well, we're not doing that.
And if they they might want me for The Golden Bachelor, but I'm too in love with Ape. I can't do it.
You're already married, you jerk.
That's what I'm saying. I can't do it. They might want me to do it, but I can't do it.
Golden Bachelor? Where the hell did
you
that
have me
come
watch
from?
That whole show. I couldn't believe I watched that whole show.
It doesn't mean that you're a candidate.
But I was picturing if I was the candidate. You know what I mean? Oh.
How you do you think you do?
He's brain dead. Yikes.
I think you're being very harsh on yourselves, guys. I think you do pretty well, though.
I don't know. I think Golden Bachelor, where did that come
as
from?
As I was watching, I'm trying to figure out what this guy's doing, but forget it.
Does he not know he's been married to me for like 48 years?
Well, that guy was married. What happened to his wife? She died, right? I don't know.
Okay,
her story.
Bye.
Forget that part. We don't know what we're talking about.
He doesn't know what he's talking about. I think that quite happens quite frequently.
You may have fallen asleep maybe for the end.
I think so. I don't know. Like, he a little hard of hearing because we had pulled up, you know, to a stop sign and there was a homeless person on the median with a sign. And I rolled down the window and it was a pouring rain day. And I said to him, "Are you a vet?" And he said, "No, I'm not a vet." But I said, "I wanted to give you something anyway." So Phil says, "Why would you roll down the window and ask him if he was wet?"
"It's raining. I knew he was wet."
I said, "I asked him if he was a vet." Good grief.
Oh, guys, I'm absolutely after thoroughly enjoying this conversation we're after having today. And I'd like to thank the two of you for your time. It's been great. I've just been chillaxing here. Love listening to your stories.
Well, thank you so much. And you've got quite a... you got quite some time to kind of like have fun with your two because you're just
they're young,
now.
Forward, yeah.
And good luck with that.
And we're going to try to come to Ireland when Jess is there.
Yeah, we love Ireland.
So. Yeah, we love it.
Definitely try come to Ireland, guys.
We went to the Octagon Bar and we had cocktails on Bono.
Bono's.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Do they still have that big tall thing everybody
yeah,
didn't
the
like?
Spire.
The Spire. Do they still have
it? Yeah. Yeah, nobody they called it the joint.
Everybody told us it was useless.
It was a waste of money.
Big time. There's actually, when was the last time you guys were in Ireland?
Gosh, it's been years.
With Jess's band, which would have been 20-some years
ago. No, it wasn't that long ago.
Not that long ago? No. Okay.
But we had a good time there.
It was awesome. We went to the Waterford, too. Bought some crystal.
Yeah, we bought a lot of crystal.
So, yeah, Waterford, it was like 15 years ago because we bought Jess a wedding gift. So, it was like 15 years.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Waterford is not too far from me. I'm in Kilkenny, which is about 40 minutes from there.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I think we took the train down through there.
I went through Kilkenny.
Yeah. It's really pretty there.
So you guys hit me up when you're coming to Ireland. We'll have some Guinness.
Sounds good.
Definitely. We'll give it a try. That'd be awesome.
Sounds really good.
I think Jesse loves Guinness, so make sure
he does. He's crazy about
it. If we don't make it, see Jess.
Yeah, I'll see Jess, and I might even see Bam in Belfast maybe next month as well if things work out. So
yeah, where did we go? I think it was England. Do you guys have the Crowbar, or is that in England? That's in England, right?
Oh, that small bar,
that tiny little, bar.
It's like a little.
I think it's in England.
I think it's in England. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I was thinking it was in Ireland.
But you say you work in Dublin, where that Temple Bar stuff is. They have fights galore there. It's crazy with the fight.
Sorry, it's always crazy here with this stupid house.
Your mode on?
Just turn it off.
What causes the fights is the people that can't handle the beer, you know?
Well, that's we know all about that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to hang it up.
Look, guys.
You got to answer it, then hang it up.
It's ridiculous.
Do you want me to let you guys go?
So, it's always crazy here.
Yeah. Do we have anything else?
I think that's it. Yeah. But thank you for having us.
And we hope to see you there in Ireland. It'll be awesome.
Yeah, come hang out if we show up. Make sure you come.
Absolutely, guys. It's a pleasure. Look, if people want to follow you on social media, Twitters, any of that kind of thing, Instagrams, or any of that available both for your store and for yourselves?
Yes, actually, I'm on Instagram and I'm on Facebook as April Margera, and you can always follow us on Rose Hip Barn on Facebook.
And I have nothing. I don't know what social media is. I don't do a thing.
He has a carrier pigeon. If you catch it, you'll get a message.
Are you still taking faxes, Phil? Fax? Can we fax you?
Yes, I do fax. Yeah. I deal with a couple of BAMS people with faxes. Yep.
He's back in 1982.
The emails I don't get.
No.
Faxing's better for me.
Awesome, guys. No. Thanks a million for your time.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Cheers, guys.
Bye.